5:30, we have scheduled a town hall, which means the format by which members of the community may address the council. The council may respond or ask staff to respond if there's information staff may have that would be helpful. Members of the public can make a comment or ask a question. There's not a sign up sheet in place right now. So what we did last time is we had, you know, 5 or 8 people lined up at the podium. That's a manageable number of people to line up at the podium. So if anyone has comments or questions, feel free to line up at the podium now, but try to keep to only 5 or 8 people there just so we're not lining up the door. Is there anyone here with questions or comments today? Go ahead, Conrad.
I had the privilege of speaking once before to you, and once again I will reiterate my concerns about the management of the community center located between H and G Streets. To me, it's not the community center, it is the senior center. It's been that way since I have retired, which dates back to about the time so many folks started going to work. The current board at the Senior Center Foundation is far more transparent than what has been presented and available to the membership in the last 5 years. Things are getting under control. It will be managed in such a fashion that it will meet all the demands of the city council and the needs of the senior citizens. Please keep in mind that many of these people who are utilizing the facilities there don't have large retirements to fall back on. They're financially strapped, and I fear that if another organization is to step forward into the management of the senior center, we're going to see a lot of people who will not be able to participate simply because of financial concerns. So I do hope and I pray that you take this into consideration. Can the current board do the job you want it done? That's a decision you have to make. I think they can, because I know I, for one, am going to be looking over their shoulder. And as Chief Owen knows, I can make comments. I thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. Have you ever done anything in a supervisory capacity in your life?
Only about 22 years in the United States Customs Service.
Thank you very much. My name is Halo Sumter, and regarding the Senior Center, the Blaine Senior Center Foundation has been doing the job for, what, 35 years or something like that, and they've been doing an incredible job. Actually, probably the Senior Center might not even exist if it wasn't for them, partly. And just because there was a little management foofah coming around, you know, the last couple of years, doesn't mean that the system is flawed or that the organization is flawed. And right now we have an incredible team working on things, getting things straightened out, getting things, you know, organized and set right. And I truly believe that they can continue to do that, as well as the foundation be the backbone of the organization. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Skip Johnson, 9423 Turnstone Land Blaine, and I'm here to speak on support of the Watts Hill project. I've known Dick Spears for many years. He's a good developer and a good builder, and has integrity and has his team plays by the rules. Just want to give him the support and encourage you to approve that project.
Deputy Mayor Lopez, would you like to start moderating the meeting at this point?
Sure.
I don't think a time limit has been
No, the time limit I'd not even mention because there was so little demand for a comment that we'll go for a round. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm Judy Dempster, 948 Eastport Drive, and I'm here on a totally different subject. Unfortunately, I missed the two workshops that you had about the plans for Marine Park, and I am very concerned about what you're looking at. I worked for 11 years with the Marine Education Foundation, and I worked with Jim Durbin's and hand in glove. I thought about this a lot, and I knew he'd be real upset if I didn't come and say something. He'd be leading the charge if he was here. When we built that park, it was designed to be a very reflective, quiet spot. We reclaimed the garbage dump and took over, not even take over. We made a park that has been enjoyed by thousands of people. Every time I go down there, I am just honored and excited to see the people that use the park, that walk the beach, although they're not supposed to be walking on the east side. That is the bird flyway, and that has been designated as bird sanctuary. There were signs up, but some of them have gone by the wayside. That's something that needs to be replaced. But I'm very concerned about loud, boisterous recreation, which it sounds like you're considering for the east part of the park. Now, I spent my life concerned with recreation in this town. I helped form the rec district. I spent probably 15 years working with that organization, sat as a commissioner on the board. And so I am really in favor of recreation. I think it's vital to our community. I just don't feel that those things that you're thinking about belong in that beautiful gem of a park that we have down from the waterfront. Thank you.
Hi, Shelley Moore, 1121 Garfield Avenue, and I am the chair of the Slaver State Park and Rec Department. And I would like to second what Judy just said. Jim Jorgensen was one of my high school teachers, and they had an absolutely beautiful building plan, and I believe it's in public comment record, or it was submitted for Patty. And it is just a wonderful way to highlight that park as an not as a recreational, high recreational park, but as an educational park. And the plans for the building are absolutely gorgeous with Marine Education Center information, the birding information, and windows galore so that you can see out and what's going on. So I would strongly suggest that you rethink having such an active park down in that area and rethink more of the Marine Education with its original.
Good evening. My name is Joyce Fowler. I'm here on behalf of one of the senior center members. I moved here from the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri, in 2019. So I am a new person to this area. When I moved here, I had a sister in Bellingham. I did not grow up in this area. I did not have a church family. I did not have a social group. I did not have children my children had gone to school with their children. So I moved up here as a single person. Now, how do I find activities and things to do? Therefore, I joined the Senior Center, and I found a community of like-minded individuals who had things in common with me. So I was not a senior citizen at home watching television, nothing to do. I have had all day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to find activities and community friends. I have heard from many of the other members of the senior center who have expressed their concern about what will happen to us if we don't have the senior center as we know now. We did not know the problems in the past, but we had some very intelligent people who went above and beyond the call of volunteering to make sure that the center goes forward with all of the needed information with state bylaws, with our bylaws in this area, and how we can improve and maintain our senior center for those of us who call it our home and our community. I have heard people say, I can't go anymore if the rumors that are spreading are going to be infiltration. They're really concerned because that's their home, that's their activities, that's their watch. Sometimes it's the only meal they have. And if we lose these things, our exercise groups, our volunteers who come forward and give of their time and their past experience and expertise to have us have our activities and our classes. And it's a myriad of classes and community activities that are offered to us. And you can choose and contribute and participate as much as you want. And that is a very wonderful thing. And I would be much appreciated if I could say that I'm going to be a continued member of this wonderful family. Thank you.
Just a quick brief of hands for who's wanting to speak.
Sucker. Just one more? Okay. Please. I just want to make sure that we, whoever would like to speak, has time to speak.
I had written this letter to you all on March 17th, but received no response from anybody. Perhaps got lost in the shuffle. So I made another copy to bring, not realizing I had an opportunity to speak, so forgive me if I'm reading. I want to express my feelings to you that it's bad enough that we're referred to old-timers and old folks, but we also get pushed to the rear by everyone, including our families, as though we don't know what we're doing or what we want or what we'd like. Like we don't have the consciousness to have a valid opinion. I'd like to impress on you that, in fact, we do. We have a very strong opinion. We are important. Many of us are alone at home. The Blaine Senior Center is our family, our closest friends, our confidants. Without it, the loneliness would be unbearable. We have activities with others our own age, and also a good odd meal that some people would not have otherwise. Some people only come for a few hours a day, but some come and spend the entire day with us. Do we get help with the intricacies of daily living? We have books, art classes, music to play, entertainment music, dances. We have the ability of the exercise equipment so far. We have all of this without the interference of other generations who more frequently than not denigrate us and ignore us. If you question any of what I've said, please visit the Senior Center for a day. I know a couple of whether you were here today or have been there previously. And do not approve the Parkinson's desire to take over the Senior Center. Please allow it to be continued by our peers who know and understand what we want. And yes, we know we've had problems in the past, but we are fixing them as soon as we get this all settled and we have new bylaws and we're really coming together, getting everything that you've heard before taken care of. By the way, I'm Diana Hirschberger, I'm a member there and also on the board. Thank you.
Steve Seymour, 685 East Portal Drive. I just want to echo what Judy mentioned about the Natural History Science Center that Jim and a group of 11 other people spent 10 years or so designing and thinking about. It's a lovely building, and I guess as we plan for that city property, I want to encourage the council to certainly consider that facility. I tend to be more on the side of keeping open space and quiet space. I do recognize the need for recreation for our young people, and I just think that there's got to be ways to have both. And so let's don't forget all that tremendous work that was done by a really dedicated group of our citizens, and that we certainly consider that project amongst the other things that are planned for that site. Thank you.
I'm Donna Starr, and I am a member of the Senior Center and have been for several years. And I explored about looking carefully at making a decision too soon. We are all aware that there have been problems in the past, but I have to assure you I went to a board meeting today. I have been going to them regularly, and I'm aware that there's compliance with the state regulations now that they went through. They weren't really aware of a lot of what happened was based on not being fully aware of what the regulations were, and now they are. We have a new set of bylaws that are going to be in place. And Blaine is really important to us, not only as senior citizens, as you said, but I am applying to you to appeal that they just want their own agency. It's not like the rec department might not be able to do some of the things that we want done, but the fact is that we need to have a total agency, and that's what's really important to us, because seniors sometimes get pushed aside, and this is one way that the community of Blaine can say, you guys are important to us. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for this privilege, and I'm also a member of the Senior Center and a very recent member of the audit committee. And you know, challenges and can be met. And as you've heard, it's a real wonderful place to go to. And I got injured in Halloween and all things, and the Senior Center exercising at there, it was like having physical therapy on a very nice budget to pay. So my wife has a sister that has Parkinson's, and she's coming along with the stretching and the exercising and the sense of community. She just moved up from Sidonia, and I just we've been there about 6 months, and it just feels like home. Hope we can keep that no matter which way things go, but I know this community is a wonderful place, and I just want to say my two bits and thank you for this time. My name is Mike Ventress from here in Lane. Thank you.
I cannot leave without addressing a remark to Ms. Sherfon. The traffic is under control on 8th Street. I'm not seeing the speeders that I see every day. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
I would just like to address all the comments regarding the Senior Center, and we also, as Parks and Recs, would like to keep that place if we are awarded the contract.
Excuse me, Shelley, could you pull the microphone up a bit?
Okay.
Is that a little closer?
That a little bit better? Okay. We agree that Senior Center is a wonderful place for the 50 and up above crowd, and our group would have no intention of trying to dismantle or change or redirect any of the programming or opportunity. Our goal would be the same as what current board has, to provide all of the available options for entertainment, meals, recreation. If anything, we would maybe look to enhance it, not reduce anything. Our goal is not to take anything away from what is currently there. They are a wonderful community. We do want to do nothing but enhance what they have right now. So thank you for your time.
All right, do we have anyone else who would like to speak? If not, we'll take a short recess until 6 p.m.